As state legislators debate the budget, many state residents are looking for money of their own. More than 11% of Californians are unemployed. It's one of the highest rates in the country. And many of those people have been job hunting for a while. Youth Radio's Sarah Quevedo met one recent college grad who's taking his job search to the San Francisco streets.
Alexander Monsanto has achieved a lot of firsts. He's a first-generation American, the first in his family to graduate high school, and the first to get a college degree. All eyes are on him to succeed, but it's been 10 months since he got his accounting degree from Florida Atlantic University, and still no job.
There are times where I would question what I was doing. I studied accounting for 4 years. If it's going to be this difficult to get a job, is this a field that I want to be in?
Month after month, Alexander Monsanto emailed resumes and wrote cover letters. One morning, he says, he responded to every Craigslist ad in the San Francisco Bay Area that mentioned accounting and didn't receive a single response.
It turns into like this vicious cycle where it's not helping to stay home to look for a job. You kind of have to just get out of the house and go and network, put yourself out there. I needed to find something different.
It's 7:45 in the morning, and the lanky 25-year-old boards a commuter bus to San Francisco, holding a sandwich board with the words, "Hire Me," spelled out on the front with big black sticky letters. Monsanto steps off the bus, pulls the straps over his shoulders, and begins walking the streets of the financial district. His "Hire Me" sign beats against his chest with every step. It's a moment that he says fills him with embarrassment every time.
Whatever it takes, that's what I keep telling myself. I mean, a lot of people probably think I'm crazy, but I'm not.
Not crazy at all, because it actually works. Monsanto says he gets twice as many interviews with his sandwich board, 3 to 4 per week. After a few blocks, his embarrassment fades. People wish him good luck and smile. At one point, Kim Tobias passes by. It turns out she's a corporate recruiter who wants a resume.
I think it's, you know, a little wacky, but I think that it would work. Shows me that he's really interested in finding a job. He's got initiative. That's even better than LinkedIn.
A few blocks later, a woman calls out to him, "Hey, you in the sandwich board." Janet Myers works at the University of California, and she has a tip for him.
Check out the UC website. They're looking for like a bunch of accounting clerks to do part
really?
Of the grant process. Yeah.
The University of California?
Yes.
Are you with UC?
Yeah, I am.
Can I use you as a referral?
Sure.
All right. UC.
While he scribbles down the job details, Eric Schroeder, a senior VP at the insurance giant Aon, pulls out his phone and snaps a picture, promising to post it on his LinkedIn profile.
Here's my card.
Do you want a copy of my resume?
Please.
Yeah, all right. Here you go.
I'm going to post it on LinkedIn and just say, "Here's an enterprising young man."
One of Monsanto's favorite stories is about the day he met his potentially perfect match. Representatives from the solar company Sunrun were on the same street corner in downtown San Francisco, wearing T-shirts with the advertisement, "We're hiring." Susan Wise, a PR manager at Sunrun, was stoked about the chance encounter.
Here they were proactively seeking job seekers, and they bumped into this guy who was doing his own little guerrilla marketing thing for seeking a job.
Monsanto followed up with a resume and even landed an interview, but no job.
I think what happened was just the opportunities we had listed weren't really a fit for his background. But I think it's a good example of how the concept of a mutual fit is tremendously important.
With so many mid-career job seekers competing for the same positions, it's hard for newcomers like Monsanto to be that perfect fit employers are looking for. So forced to face the reality of paying bills, Alexander Monsanto has put his dreams of a full-time accounting job on hold. Instead, he's willing to accept a part-time or even temporary job as an accountant. And in the meantime, he keeps beating the streets in his sandwich board.
You know anyone who needs an accountant?
No.
No?
Creative idea, though.
Yeah.
For Cross Currents, I'm Sarah Quevedo.